Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Sam Webb here on this side, and of course, no Ira Weintraub today. We have Mac. You know, you hear Mac on the Key Bait Countdown to Kickoff. You certainly hear Mac on the playground as well. Mac, do they, from time to time, get you in there on the Attack Each Day podcast?
Yeah, they do, actually. Mostly when we talk about hockey, because that's a little more of a foreign subject to everybody. So, but I bop in every now and then. But otherwise, I just stay pretty behind the scenes. But they do reference me every show. Ira always says, you know, our coordinating producer, McKinsey, is here, just right. So everybody knows that I'm around in case right. They were wondering.
Right. Well, folks, we obviously started out the show talking Michigan basketball. We'll get back. Well, the last segment we were in talking Michigan basketball. We'll get back to it in the top of the next hour hearing from John Beilein. But since we have you, Mac, being the Michigan hockey team off to a, kind of an okay start to the season, right? Not gangbusters by any stretch.
You know, the Michigan hockey team was actually Mrs. Loser for this week. I think he was a little bummed with the result, because they always just seem to get your hopes up and then not exactly deliver to what you are expecting.
Well, I mean, they've been so close, a lot of close games.
Yeah, Was it Friday? I'm not sure if it was Friday. They had the overtime winner in the last couple of seconds, which really kept everybody on their toes.
Right. Double overtime.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't even know that part about it, but that's even.
And then of course they lost on Saturday. But I mean, you look at the early part of the season, going back to the game against Penn State, November 17th, you know, every game was a one goal game or, you know, a tie and a shootout win or loss. I mean, it's every game. It's just, it reminds me of our conversations about the Eastern Michigan football team last year, where they had like this run of five straight games where every game was like within a touchdown, or it's, you know, 6 points or fewer that they lost by. And I feel like the Michigan hockey team is in the same place.
Yeah, I think they've had a bit of goaltending consistency issues and trying to find who their main guy is going to be. Actually, Michael Spath tweeted out this weekend that it appears that Michigan hockey may have figured out that their starting goalie from here on out will be Strauss Mann, because, like I said, goalie play has just been holding him back in pretty much everybody's opinion. So we'll see. We'll see if the tides turn a bit here going forward.
All right. Well, 6-7-4 on the season. And, you know, I mean, we've seen the Wolverines kind of hit their stride, once you get into December and then into January. I mean, you know, take case in point, I got to look back at last year and see exactly when their run started, but I want to say it was around this time.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the GLI coming up next year.
And I believe it was the GLI where the run started. I have to pull up last season's schedule in the archive.
Usually that's where you're real determined to set the tone, especially when you've got your in-state rivalry coming out in full force, because you want to be the big dog.
No doubt.
Here in Michigan. So hopefully that'll kind of spark a fire, get things rolling, and then we'll be off to the races. But
all right. Well, it is now 6:58 on a Monday morning. Ira Weintraub is out for the week, using those vacation days, as many of them as he can before the New Year's. Use them or lose them. And so it's Mac and I today talking some Michigan basketball, some Michigan hockey. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear from John Beilein. Of course, we're going to get back into Michigan football as the award ceremony was yesterday. You heard from Jim Harbaugh. He first gave a statement to ESPN, just definitively refuting all claims, all reports, all rumor and innuendo, suggesting that he was looking to get out of Michigan. Said there's no truth to it whatsoever. It's choreographed. It's consistent, the timing, that this comes out every year around this time to, you know, what he was saying to affect recruiting. I don't think that's what affected the recruiting loss this past weekend, which we'll get into in the recruiting roundup. But, yeah, it's something that he has to deal with on a recruiting trail. You think he isn't stepping in the living rooms here during a contact period and hearing from coaches? I mean, excuse me, hearing from parents and recruits about, hey, coach, you going to be there? What about guys that are contemplating whether to go to the NFL or stay? He has to address it with them. Right? Coach, what's up? So, I mean, it becomes a thing that you can hear he was definitely annoyed by. And clearly he's hoping to have silenced at least for this cycle by making a statement on it, which he did yesterday. You'll hear from him a little bit later on the show. He also didn't say who the players were that would not be also would not be playing in the bowl game. But he implied that there were others. There was a question, Jim, are there going to be any other guys in addition to Rashawn sitting out? And he basically said, I'll leave it to those guys to make their announcement. So implying that there are, I can confirm that there are other guys, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, step ahead of them. We'll let them announce their plans on their schedule. But it brings back that discussion about, you know, guys choosing to sit out the bowl game, you know, as a risk, kind of a risk aversion method there, and then get focused on the NFL draft. I know that rubs some fans the wrong way, but as I said, Mac and I were talking earlier, we all want to see him play. It's okay to be disappointed, but for the person that calls them selfish for not playing in the game, I think it's a look in the mirror moment and say, and you have to ask yourself, am I being selfish saying, hey, why aren't you playing? I mean, if that young man, if something happens to him, Jake, but who makes him whole? Who makes up for those lost wages? It's not just about, and for a lot of these kids, it's not just about their own futures, right? Not just about what they're going to do for themselves professionally. Yes, they'll have their degree. They might even have an insurance policy. For some of them, it's like, hey, I got a chance to take care of my entire family. And, you know, I could get out here and that opportunity could be taken away. Hard to tell a kid you shouldn't do that if that's what he thinks is best for him and his family. We got to get to a break. When we come back on the other side, we hear from John Beilein. The Wolverines pushed their record to 10-0. You know, definitely talked a lot about the free throw line. Talked a lot about the evolution of Jordan Poole, of Isaiah Livers shooting. A lot to hear from John Beilein on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.